Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. St. Thomas was a Galilean and a fisherman, and he, along with the other apostles, was formed by our Lord for 3 years. And we know of St. Thomas by the testimony of the gospel that he was courageous and faithful to our Lord. This is evident in the scene where it's recorded that our Lord, when he went to Bethania to raise Lazarus from the dead, the other apostles were fearful of being killed by the Jews. But St. Thomas instead stands up and says, "Let us go also to die with him." But St. Thomas is definitely most famous for his doubt. In fact, we call those who are doubters doubting Thomases. And St. Thomas doubts with regard to the truth of the resurrection of our Lord, notwithstanding he was with our Lord for 3 years, and that our Lord foretold his resurrection many times. So why is this? Why does St. Thomas doubt, even though the other apostles, who are eyewitnesses, give testimony to him and tell him that they've seen the Lord, the risen Lord? Well, it really can't be explained in any other way other than human weakness. Human weakness. St. Thomas was slow to accept all that the Lord taught him. But God, in his providence, uses St. Thomas's doubt for our instruction. St. Gregory says this: "God permitted St. Thomas to doubt for our instruction, and his incredulity is of more advantage to us than the ready faith of the other disciples, for he induced Christ to give us clearer proofs of his resurrection, thus strengthening our faith therein." So St. Thomas's doubt, or by his doubt, we are strengthened by our faith, in faith. We see St. Thomas's humanity, the weakness of his humanity in doubting, and by our Lord giving further proofs of his resurrection, bringing Thomas close to him, having him touch the marks of the nails in his hands and the wound in his side, this ought to strengthen our faith. There's also another bit of instruction for us with regard to St. Thomas's doubt, and that is this. If St. Thomas, notwithstanding spending 3 years of formation directly with our Lord, notwithstanding his exalted vocation to be an apostle, has doubts with regard to the resurrection, shows weakness in faith, what can be said about Christians who are negligent in the spiritual life, who rarely pray, who don't read good spiritual books, or who rarely make use of the sacraments? What will their faith be like? Obviously, it'll be very weak if it exists at all. And especially if they do the contrary. Instead of reading good books, they read bad books. They watch bad movies. They associate with friends who are indifferent towards the faith or who mock the faith. Now, what will their faith be like? You know, it's these type of Christians that you hear, "Well, I would go to Mass on Sunday, but I don't get anything out of it." Well, of course you're not going to get anything out of it if you're spiritually dead in this manner. And so let us draw close to Our Lady, who is called blessed by every generation because she believed what the angel said to her. Let us draw close to Our Lady by means of consecrating ourselves to her Immaculate Heart, by wearing the miraculous medal, and by praying the rosary every day. Let's ask her to increase our faith. Let's also ask for the intercession of St. Thomas the Apostle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
You are